Adam Canfield of the Slash by Michael Weinrip. For Ben, Sam, Adam, Annie, and Barney. Chapter 1. Room 306.
All right, Jennifer was saying. Ideas, ideas, and ideas. For the October issue, first issue of the new school year.
She waited.
We want it to be great.
She paused.
Anybody got anything?
Silence.
Hello? I'm begging.
Adam found a spot on one of the sofas and flopped down just in time to see Jennifer shoot him a nasty look.
What was the big deal? He wasn't that late.
He had just wanted to put away his baritone horn before the meeting. Was it his fault his locker was on the first floor? Adam loved The Slash, the student newspaper of Harris Elementary / Middle School. Ever since he was a cub reporter way back in third grade, room 306 was the one place in school, in his entire life really, where he could sit back and let his mind go. He glanced around. The room looked great. Same old filthy sofas covered with hot chocolate and iced tea stains. Over the summer, somebody had ripped down the music and skateboard posters from the walls and computer terminals, but that didn't matter. They'd put up a new batch. A good turnout for the first meeting, too. Practically every seat taken. Still, he could tell Jennifer was not happy. People were finally suggesting stories, but the ideas were really boring. Halloween safety tips from the Tremble Police. The Dental Association was sponsoring a smile contest to promote Dental Health Month. The health sciences teacher had sent over a news release reminding students that the Say No to Drugs community players were holding fall auditions. All newcomers welcome. Some third grader kept saying she wanted to do a story about Eddie the janitor. Adam couldn't believe it. Eddie the janitor? He was slipping into a basketball daydream when he felt a sting on his forehead. A spitball. He glanced up. Jennifer was waving a straw at him.
I'm not running this alone, she said. We're co-editors, remember? What do you think?
At that moment, Adam was thinking maybe he had made a serious mistake. Jennifer had sworn she would not run The Slash this year unless someone helped her, and Adam had agreed to. Sort of. But now, Adam was thinking that maybe he should have stuck with being a star reporter. Maybe being in charge would take the fun out of The Slash. Maybe this was going to make the newspaper like everything else in his overprogrammed life. Deadly serious. He had to admit it wasn't all Jennifer's fault. She did have her good points. Although they'd both been at Harris since kindergarten, and he'd seen her around the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?